pumped. I'm excited. I think the conversation last week with Michael Keane from NFT Catcher energized us. Like, it was like it was what we needed. We needed that shot. I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
Before we get started, we have to give a thanks to our sponsor, Spartan Insurance in Greenville, South Carolina. The owner is a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Jay Keller. He deals with every form of insurance from personal to commercial and will take excellent care of you and your insurance needs. Give him a call for a quote today, 864-533-3350, or visit his website at www.spartaninsure.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's another Wednesday night. This is Web3 Putts. I've got my co-host with me, Rusty, tonight, as I always do. And we're back. Rusty, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Cole. One of my favorite cities in the Southeast, Richmond, Virginia. The best...
Rich what?
Yeah, exactly. The Virginia's for lovers. The best city in the Southeast other than Asheville for breweries. Ooh. So I've hit up some breweries while I've been here. Not during work hours, of course, but, as the day's wound down, got a nice little haul in the back of the car right now to take back to Charlotte. So I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I think the conversation last week with Michael Keane from NFT Catcher energized us. Like, it was like it was what we needed. We needed that shot. I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're back, at least in arts. I don't know about the market as a whole, but I feel good. We've made some purchases that we'll get to, but.
It's like the bear market is dead. The bear market's dead. Like, we just fucking went into hibernation.
Yeah.
Time to slay some bulls.
Crypto is tanking today. But
yeah, well, that's because I think that's has a lot to do with Mr. Jerome Powell getting in front of the people and saying the only thing we can do is continue to raise rates. So, not conducive to what we're trying to do, but. Like my company says, we're not partaking in a recession. We're not partaking in the bear anymore. It's all about the bull.
I like it. Let's get it.
If we just talk it into reality, then it'll happen, right?
I mean, it's like Michael was saying, you got to play to win. So now our first step, we took that. We're back in the game.
All right, so let's get into that real quick. What'd you buy?
This is kind of off the rails too. Our sponsor, Mr. Spartan Insurance himself, was a big fan of these, and he'd been talking about it for a long time. So I figure I'd give Jay a little FU and middle finger to him, because he's not allowed to purchase NFTs currently, I guess. So I went ahead and just bought it myself a Lazy Lion.
Lazy Lion.
Join the Lazy Lions. What a warm welcome. Great community. I didn't realize, and of course, the algorithm on Twitter tweaks to what you're currently doing or whatever. Man, there's a lot of Lion PFPs out there. I was getting like 100 comments and likes when I tweeted that I bought this Lion. I've been in their Discord. I haven't yet pumped the pod in there, but I'm going to soon. I figured I got to wet my feet a little bit before I start shilling our pod, but... really good community so far. Like the folks in there. And bought that Lion last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
About 2 a.m. I was DJing. Acquired the Lion at 2 a.m. on Blur. First time I ever used Blur, which...
Yeah, let's get into that in a second. But let's just set the tone for the listeners here, okay? So you text me... I don't know. I could go back and look at the timestamps. But Saturday evening...
It was early.
Saying you're looking at Lazy Lions, and you start sending me these, and you say, well, I can get a rarity 720 or maybe 75, was it? I don't know. It was a good rarity. for 0.74. So I go and I look at the floor, right, and the floor was at what,
0.36,
right? And I know you're not like a flipper, and you're probably going to hold this lazy line until your firstborn is like five. But, you know, I've run a lot, and I think if we had Michael on right now, and maybe we will again soon, to kind of go over flipping. A lot of people say that when you're looking to flip, you buy the floor, right? Because the floor goes up 0.1, you flip it real quick. So you're not pot committed to something, because a lot of times when the floor goes up, people buy the floor, they're not super like into the rarity side of it.
Because there's a lot of flippers.
That's right. And so then kind of the night goes on and don't hear much from you. And then I wake up on the couch at like 2:30 and I get a text. I have a text from you. And you, and I'm like, all right, he did it. And you bought it for what?
0.53 which wasn't that one I originally sent you, but it is like number 8. I think 820 something in rarity out of 10,000. So it's still pretty rare.
It was not the floor.
It was not the floor.
It was not the floor. So
not the floor.
Kind of going back to my original point, like your first, this will be your firstborns, which is happening here shortly. Their first NFT.
I can't give that one to her because this guy's like stoned out of his mind. His eyes are red. So I'm gonna keep that one and probably buy a floor.
I mean, look, we get back into like a real bull, then you did the right thing.
I mean, everybody has a number right there.
That's true.
Depends on what it got. I mean, I'll sell it.
That's true. And like, I love the Lazy Lions. I think it's a great purchase. Everything that I've read over the, you know, since you bought it, I'm not in the Discord or anything like that, but just kind of following along with you. Community seems great. There's a lot of things that I learned from you. Like there's cubs, there's milk, there's all this other shit, right?
Dude, I went down such a rabbit hole. It was like 3 a.m. before I went to bed Saturday, reading about all this.
Yeah, right. So like it's a cool community, and it very much seems like the Subducks, which there's a lot of little pieces to it. Shout out to the Duck God that's making his appearance. You can touch on that in a second, but I'm proud of you. I mean, I think all this podcast needs is more beer, more wine, and low floors, and then we're gonna just start buying.
I like that. I was texting you. I sold my boat. I'm gonna pick up the check. I'm gonna try to go get it tomorrow, but I might be sweeping some floors with it.
No, you're not.
Nothing crazy. Now I'm not gonna put my whole.
You're not gonna do that.
Idiot. But
you're gonna talk about it. You're not gonna do it. You're gonna go find like a D-Gen Tunes, and you're going to see the floors at like 0.58, and you're going to buy something at like 0.89.
No, I wouldn't do that with D-Gen.
I'm just saying. Like,
I wasn't that far off the floor, though. It was 0.2, not even above the floor. So. I just didn't see anything on the floor I really liked either. That was the other thing.
No, I mean, look.
Like, if there would have been one I was vibing with, yeah.
If you like it, that's the first thing. You buy what you like. Unless you're looking to immediately flip as that floor goes, I think you buy something that you like. I mean, you've already got it in your little metaverse. You sent me the picture of that, whatever that thing was.
The bungalow.
Yeah, your bungalow. So
yeah. The bungalow.
I woke up to that at 4 a.m. this morning, and I'm like, what the fuck is Cole doing? And it's like,
did you see the background? I had my other NFTs in.
I know. It was sick. Well, at first I thought when I looked at it, the first thing I saw was the Sup Duck. I'm like, huh, this has something to do with the Duck God.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on it and I saw the Lazy Lion and then I saw the bomb. So yeah, it was pretty sick. Really sick.
It's a crib. a crib for the lion.
Although, you know, the lion's not centered over the bed, which is a problem for me for like feng shui type of deal. Closely. It's not like, I feel like it's got to be centered. Maybe some, you know, remodeling you can do.
So I did buy the bungalow off the floor. That was a floor bungalow.
So can you talk us through this bungalow?
So, I mean, this is good. We could dive into this for a long time. But basically, there's a thing called wards. And you have to have a couple of key metrics to get these points from them. One, you have to have your Twitter PFP has to be a lion. And you have to have your banner on Twitter set as your bungalow, which is why I bought that.
Okay.
And the bungalow basically is like the lion's crib. They're supposed to be trying to buy this private island, I believe. And that's where kind of like the bungalows are.
Okay.
But yeah, the bungalow, it's an NFT. It's customizable to your, you gotta put three lions in this picture. You can put whatever you want in those pictures, but it's basically just a crib for your lion. It's customizable. It's a banner you can use on Twitter as a background, but there's 10,000 of them. They have rarity traits. So I was on Blur last night about midnight trying to find the perfect bungalow. And I found one, top 10% rarity, this one, with on the floor.
So what's a floor bungalow cost?
Like $30. It was like 0.014.
Nice. Okay. And so to buy a bungalow, I could not go buy a bungalow.
Yeah, you couldn't go buy a bungalow.
But it wouldn't do anything for me because I don't have a lion, correct?
Right. Yeah, I mean, unless you just wanted to, yeah. It's not going to do much. You would just, yeah, it's another NFT you would own that wouldn't do much for you.
Okay, all right.
Without the others.
So there's...
But if you had like a cub or a lion, then you put that up, yeah, you could start earning. It's like a multiplier, another way to get points in there.
So interesting. Okay, so that's pretty sick. The lions are... You know, I had no idea about the cubs when you texted me about it and the milk and all that stuff.
Yeah. Milk and the juice.
Yeah. Like, what about, like, the meat?
Apparently it's a big deal if you have a complete set, right? So my lion is a virgin. If I drink the milk, it creates a baby cub.
Okay.
And if I drink the juice, it creates a teen cub.
Interesting.
So, but I have to buy the milk and I have to buy the juice.
You would think that they would do, like, if you have a virgin lion, you would have a lioness. There would be a lioness to it that would then create a baby cub. Then the milk would make, like, an adolescent cub. And then, they could have went plenty of different ways.
Yeah. Milk's expensive.
Maybe you can like bring it up in the Discord. Like, hey, we need some lionesses, some lazy lionesses.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Never thought about that. They do have a lion with a coconut bra, so it's supposed to be a woman.
No, that's a 2023 lion. That's just 2023 lion.
Yeah, it can go either way.
That's right. That's cool. Nice.
Yeah, man, but you made a big purchase as well.
I did. So I'd been kind of teasing that I wanted to try the credit card feature on OpenSea just to kind of give it a shot. And you had texted me that, you know, did you see Deadfellow's floor? Deadfellow is obviously a project that I've been looking at for a while. You know, it's been kind of hovering around like 0.75 up to 0.91, even during, you know, this shitty market. You said, hey, you see it's down around 0.5. So, I went on there and I was at the grocery store actually when I bought it, having a beer at the grocery store because we can do that where I live. And I found a basketball jersey wearing with a little high top fade, I guess, for like 0.499, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
So I went through it, bought it. Everything went through swimmingly. A couple fees in there that, you know, buying through credit card, buying whatever. But not much different than gas. Like, you know, I didn't think so. It wasn't like something that would deter me from buying it. Then I found out that it's like rarity is like 1900 out of 10,000. So it was a pretty rare one.
Top 25%.
Yeah. And so yeah, I'm pumped, man. I'm part of the Dead Fellows community. The problem is that when I used to have dead friends, I had a different.
I was going to ask if you still had that.
No, they got stolen. So I tried to enter the Discord, and I guess I had a different Discord account that was like tied to my cell phone number somehow. I don't really know how that all works, but I tried to enter the Discord as the one that I'm like, if you were to say active with, and it won't let me do it because it's already tied to another one. And I have no idea how to do it. So like, I'm not in the Discord. Obviously I've been following a lot of people with Dead Fellows for a long time. Psych, I've been following Betty, tweeted it out on the Web3 Putts, tweeted it out on my personal account. So, you know, got into it with some followers of the Horde, but then we got followed by Psych. Psych followed Web3 Putts, and he followed me. So, and if anyone doesn't know, Psych's like the, I won't say he's the brainchild behind it, but he's at least the artist behind all of Dead Fellows. Which is pretty cool. Like, now if he listens to the pod, he'll probably hate us because he's kind of super woke, but it was a pretty cool follow. And then, you know, Michael Keen followed us, and it's all kind of spiraled this way, and that's what we were looking for with Michael. And just, you know, so cool for him to come on, lit a spark under us to kind of take those chances with Lazy Lions and Dead Fellas. And you know, I think we're on a good path. I mean, we've got the Killer Bear stuff. You sold yours. I'm fixing to sell mine here. This week is kind of my plan because they just released the Killer Score. I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter, but there's like this algorithm where you get points for how many Killer Chronicles you have, plus then you add a bear, plus a kilobit, plus a cub, all this stuff. And like, I'm not going to get that deep into it unless I win a meta win. Yeah. But you know, I'm still going to walk out of there like 0.05, 0.06 as a profit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get out of that and keep doing the meta lose and do that, you know, cause I like that project, but it just puts more liquidity into the pocket. We can keep degenning. We can keep finding them. Degen Tunes is my next one. I know there was a little bit of FUD from a tweet that you put out. Or not that you put out, but you sent me. But when I clicked on it, the tweet was deleted. So, and then there was another space today that I hopped in on. Didn't listen to anything, but just did like the Michael thing.
Get some followers.
Try to get some followers. And, you know, there were like 250, 300 people in there. So, that's kind of like the next thing on my radar is a Degen Tunes. You know, unless I win a meta win.
I like that. I like the art. I haven't been in their Discord or really know what's going on with the project. But
so is it too late to get into Sup Ducks with the Duck God coming?
No, you could still, you would want to buy a whacked duck off of. No, you could still do it.
That's something.
What happened? They just dropped you have to have this token. It's kind of like the guy that we had on here from the head cover DAO.
Yeah. Yep.
He was having that token. So they dropped the doubloon. Token.
The doubloon.
Yeah, the doubloon. This one's a clave or clave. I'm not saying that. You have to have this token in your wallet that holds the whack ducks. And then there's going to be another step coming. So.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is. They haven't said. But the Duck God has appeared.
It's interesting that Frankie Nines is doing the Duck God now when he's been one of the ones on the forefront saying like he thinks we'll come out of this market in 2024.
Yeah. Frankie's gone a little off the hinges to me. I'm not going to FUD Sup Ducks because I still love them. I still have two and a bunch of VX. I got all kinds of stuff.
I have a Slack Rock. Yeah. We both have Slack Rocks.
Yeah, Slycrocs. Great artist, but he was running the project and doing the art. He dropped off. He didn't want anything to do with running the business side of Sup Ducks anymore. And he's been creating a bunch of different projects now. He's made like three or four in the last, I don't know, this year probably.
He did the Turtles too, right?
The Turtles, yeah. And he's doing something else now. I don't know how I feel about all that, but I guess if he left someone good in charge, then fine, but we'll see. I'm not going to fud him. Like I said, I'm not hating, but
right.
I'm just going to be got me thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't know. It's really cool kind of getting back to us getting Lazy Lions and Dead Fellas. Like, you feel like you're part of a real project now.
Yeah, it makes you feel great.
Not like a blue chip. I mean, we're obviously not in blue chips, but we're in whatever the next step below is a blue chip.
They were that mid-tier, yeah. They were in that category for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, 3 ETH.
Right. And so, I mean, we're right there, and it feels cool to, like, really be a part of the NFT community. So I'm pumped, man. Like, it's – like I said, like, the interview last week with Michael was kind of rejuvenating, and – you know, I don't know if we don't talk with Michael last week, I don't know. Who knows? Do we buy a Lazy Lion? Do we buy a Dead Fellas? I don't know.
Probably not. And, you know, anything can happen, right? Any project can make a comeback. If you look, I texted you earlier, I was listening to Overpriced JPEGs with Carly, and she had Luca, I forget his last name, but he's the CEO of Pudgy Penguins. He's not the founder, because and the founder sold the project. He bought the project for like $2.7 million.
Right.
And is doing all this crazy stuff with it. If you look at Pudgy Penguins, you know, they're one of the bigger blue chips now. Everybody's farming them on Blur. They've got a high floor.
Yeah, it's a 5.64.
Yeah. He said by the end of the year, it's going to be really hard, of course, to overtake Yuga, but he wanted to be the top three NFT project.
Huh. So, I mean, hey.
We'll see. It's pretty interesting.
You gotta respect the hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, another interesting thing he said there, because she was asking him what his biggest competition was. He said Doodles, your favorite project.
Really?
But he made the point that Doodles is more of a kind of like an urban project where it appeals more to, I guess, more of like a hipster type crowd.
Okay.
The art. And the Pudgy Penguins, he said he was trying to appeal to like elementary school, middle school, high school, to like 25-year-olds.
Which kind of goes back to what we talked about with Michael, as far as we're not onboarding into the space the new people. It's just all the people recycling. So if you can get the younger crowd, no different than an election, right? I mean, it's get the younger crowd starting to do it. You got a chance.
And that's where I think, like, that's kind of where Gary Vee's at. And if you look at some of his stuff, it's almost like toddlers. You
know? Right.
Cartoon type stuff.
That makes a ton of sense.
So, yeah. It's very interesting.
You know, another thing I think that could help with the NFT space is, you know, the number one company in America, maybe, Amazon, getting ready to launch their NFT marketplace in April.
They are.
Which could onboard... Yes,
I've seen the headlines.
Yeah, I have. I was reading an article on The Drop earlier today about it, so... Pretty excited about it. I mean, I think they're looking at April or May to do it.
Okay.
And just think, there's 167 million Prime members. So
April 24th.
There's going to be an email going out to every Prime member, which is most of our wives, about it. So, like, it could potentially onboard. It looks like they're trying to make their own blockchain as well.
Yeah.
Either going to make their own or like copy an existing one. So that don't really know how that's going to do. But yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, it says you're gonna be able to use, you know, credit card to do it. So it's gonna kind of be like Starbucks did with Polygon. I don't know if they're gonna use Polygon, but you're gonna be able to use the credit cards. You don't have to have MetaMask.
Right. I mean,
they're buy crypto. And
I guess they don't need to use Polygon if they come up with their own blockchain, right? So
right. It'll be interesting. I tweeted about this and was talking with some guy on Twitter about this back and forth, but hopefully they have some Web3 native advisors on this.
Yeah.
Because we've seen so many, and we've seen them do the Web2 companies trying to come into Web3 and completely blow it.
Yep.
Yeah, and they have this, they launch this big mint and it completely flops. So I hope they have, and surely they are, surely they're smart enough to do this, but
yeah, I mean,
hopefully it's some people on their team.
Right.
Are working in Web3 and they're Web3 native and they understand the ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, the CEO said, I expect that NFTs will continue to grow significantly. We're not probably close to adding crypto as a payment mechanism in our retail business, but I believe over time that you'll see crypto become bigger, and it's possible that Amazon integrates crypto payments. So the CEO sees the future with NFTs.
Yeah.
And then obviously I would think that crypto could be potentially like pretty easy to switch over to be able to buy with Bitcoin or ETH or whatever. Yeah. But it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. Hopefully they've been watching Reddit, because Reddit's done a pretty good job of that.
Right. And they're also talking about having their own Amazon token. But I guess people in the know are saying it's going to be like a super exclusive club, which knowing my wife, like, we'll have a token. She'll be like, hey, it's in an NFT, and we get shipping in 2 hours.
She'll be all about it.
Yeah, then. She'll be all about it. I won't have to hide everything from her.
No more credit card purchases.
No more credit card purchases at all. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, like, again, the biggest company in America and in the world getting into it, they're pretty influential.
I hope it goes well.
Yeah,
hopefully it goes well.
So, did you see the Yuga Labs auction on for 12-fold?
Yeah, the ordinals.
Yeah, the 300 generative pieces of art, the ordinals.
Made 15 million. Just a quick 15 mil.
Yeah, like the average price was like 2.52 Bitcoin, which is close to like 52,000.
Yeah.
For one.
It's ridiculous. And it goes to show you, though, and Luca was saying this on that podcast earlier, too, that it's all about your community. If you empower the community, they're going to be your biggest brand supporters, your loudest marketers,
yep,
et cetera. And if you make them rich, then they're going to buy anything you do. I mean, Yuga's made with ApeCoin and all the drops they've done, and sewer passes and everything they've given the holders. They made them all rich. So, of course, they're gonna buy anything they drop.
Right. I mean,
why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't you? If you're just getting airdropped $500,000 for holding an ape and a mutant and a dog and the other side, like, you're going to continue to just like ride that gravy train as long as you can.
Yeah. So, I mean, they empowered their community. They made them rich. And they're going to be their biggest supporters. They don't even have to do any marketing. You got 10,000 people marketing for you.
Exactly.
Way more than 10,000.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, like we said last week.
Did you see that big ape sale the other day?
No. Which one?
One of those like colored apes with a crown sold. Let's see if I can find the price. I don't misspeak, but it was I think it's like 400 something thousand.
I saw that Franklin, which we talked about last pod with Michael, he bought like 150 Cool Cats on Blur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, like, he'll buy 150 and then he'll flip them and he'll profit like 0.05. And it's like, whatever, because he's going to get all the blur points.
So much blur. The problem is, I think, when all this stops, you know, blur has been basically upholding the market. I think it's not, I don't know if it wrecks, but, you know, when all this is over, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the market. Yeah, here it is. Board 8 Yacht Club 8 was bought for 440 ETH. I was wrong. It's four, not 440,000. 440 ETH. $688,000.
Mm. Oh, I did see that. Yep, I saw that.
Crazy.
Good on them. Just think, though, man. Like,
$688,000.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, I shit on Darren Revelle all the time because he's just a fucking douche. But, like, he won't tweet about that. He'll say, well, you know, in 2021, that would have sold, that would have been worth, I don't know, 2X.
What did it have, though?
1.2, 1.8, if he sold it.
Maybe. I don't know if he had any people buying it, though, like that, because they didn't have all this blur money.
Right. So, like, it just doesn't, like, correlate, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, there's, I mean, like, it's, even though the market's shitty, like, there's still some exciting stuff happening.
Oh, all the time. There's still, you know, if you degen enough, you can still make some big flips. If you were caught VB checks, right? If you were caught the owls the other day. Those moving forward.
Yeah, the owls, they've kind of shit the bed, though.
Oh, now they have, yeah. But you could have mentioned them for free.
Right, yeah. And then
you got up to, like, 0.1.
No, they got up to, like, 0.28.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're willing to take some risk, you can still hit some big wins out there.
And how much of a risk are you really taking if it's a free mint? I mean, you're risking gas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, 0.007, whatever gas is at the time. Yeah. No, it's cool. Like, I think it's just about the onboarding of new people. And I think that there's some things out there that are doing that. And I know we wanted to talk about Rainmakers. I was very big into Rainmakers on DraftKings with the NFL. And I kept saying, hey, come on, let's get a golf one out there. And finally, this week, the golf NFTs, the golf Rainmakers dropped, which is awesome.
I want to walk through this too, because I think this might be another way to onboard people, especially the ones, some of those that listen to our pod that are big into golf. You know, they might already be playing DraftKings with the PGA Tour anyways. They just don't own these NFTs and play this way.
Yep.
Which I actually think this is a little more fun, because you actually own the thing and you can sell it at any point. So I'm going to walk through how to play, kind of how it works. But before we do all that, did you get your free pack yet?
Yeah, of course. I got my free pack. I bought a pack. I bought cards already.
So I did this earlier. I got my free pack.
And that's the one thing that people should know is, like, if you sign up for it, DraftKings is going to give you a free pack.
Eight players,
and you can choose. I don't know if it was the same for you, but, like, I could choose, like, a Rory pack, a John Rahm, Justin Thomas. Like, you could pick whoever your top guy was. Was it the same for you?
Who'd you pick? Yeah, who'd you pick?
I put John Rahm.
Yeah, Justin Thomas, because I figured he'd be good for the players. And
stuff. Yeah, so, like, you can pick who you want as your top guy, and then you get your other seven cards are going to be, you know, whoever it is, right? And the one thing about the PGA Tour is that there's, you know, 255 or whatever the number is, members on the tour. So, you know, you can get anybody. I mean, I got fucking Carson Young. Go Tigers.
I got all kind of Zach Blair.
Oh, you got Zach Blair?
Yeah, I got Zach Blair.
Tree Farm, baby.
I don't even know if half these people are, to be honest with you. Will Gordon.
Yeah.
Bruce Garnett.
Don't know.
I did get Siwoo Kim.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
I bought a Kevin Kisner.
Recruiting Solutions. Stay ahead of the hire. Recruiting Solutions is a full-service staffing, temp, employment, and recruitment agency with offices located in Greenville, Columbia, and Florence, South Carolina. With over 8 years of consecutive top 25 companies to work for in South Carolina, Forbes Top 100 Professional Recruiting, Forbes Top 100 Staffing Agency, and over 30 years in business. Whether you're looking for your next employee or your next career, give Recruiting Solutions a call.
Yeah, he's been playing like shit. So here's a problem, though, with that I found. So everything drops. People get their cards. When you go on to the marketplace for Rainmakers PGA Tour to buy individual cards, everybody is so inflated right now because there's not a ton of people out there that are doing it. That, like, you want to buy a Max Homa card, you know, like, put it into perspective. You could buy a core Patrick Mahomes, like, middle of the season for, like, $25, right? Well, you go buy a Max Homa right now, it's, like, $250. It's just because there's not enough people that are listing right now. So what I found was – and this is more personal than anything. But like Tiger was like $4 to buy.
I saw that.
I bought a rare Tiger for $24 because in my mind, he's going to play the Masters.
Or something later.
And if there's a potential for that rare to double its price to, you know, $50. Come Masters time, you know, 4 weeks time. So that was kind of my take on it. Because
good play.
I put together my team for this week and I did like, it was like your captain and then you have four other guys. So I could obviously use the free cards. But like my team's shit. But who knows? They could do well.
So I got the free pack.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, you know what, I'm going to buy some more packs. So I bought another pack.
As did I.
It's complete garbage.
Yep.
Complete garbage.
Mine too.
So I'm like, well, this is terrible. And then I started looking at individuals. And like you said, they're all extremely expensive for anybody decent. Then you might have that chance of pulling them in the pack. So screw it.
Yep.
I'll buy another pack. So I bought another one. Complete trash. And then I saw the money I had in there. I said, but I'd already spent like $50-something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I've got a few dollars left. And so I picked up a Kisner and somebody else that I thought was going to be Sam Ryder.
Okay.
Maybe my guy later on in the year. So I picked those two guys up. But yeah, I mean, like some of these guys, I've got Bo Hostler.
I saw a Bo Hostler rare for like $240. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
Who's P. Malnati?
Oh, he's like the guy right now. Like, have you been watching any of this PGA Tour stuff with like the new designated events? He's the guy that everyone's interviewing because he's like on board with it, and he's just a run of a mill PGA Tour player. That
okay.
Yeah, he's
in one of those packs. Yeah, Taylor Montgomery in there.
That's a good one. He's good. He's up and comer.
Yeah. And then got Chesson Hadley in one of them. He kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
He chokes all the time, but he's up there in the top. I mean, he finishes top 10 sometimes.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's. I got James Hahn. He might be all right.
You got him?
Yeah.
He's the other guy in the whole saga that's part of the anti PGA Tour stuff right now.
So I'm going to give you my lineup for the players.
Let's hear it.
Got Justin Thomas, who's the captain. And if you use your captain, I think he gets 1.5 times.
Correct. Yep.
So he's my starter. I've got Siwoo Kim in there, Kevin Kisner in there. I put James Hahn in it, and Justin Hadley. Those are my five.
My team is as follows. John Rahm, because he's my captain. David Lipsky. Chad Ramey. Gary Woodland. And Davis Riley. So one thing I noticed in this thing is that there's 13,300 people in the one that I'm in. $10,000 guaranteed cash, $1,000 for the first place. That's a lot more than what's in like the NFL stuff. Like NFL is usually the max I see is like 7,000-8,000 people. So that I think this is a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. But, you know, if I didn't run out of money and I was kind of on this kick with the Lions here, I need some milk. I would have probably bought some more of these, but.
I will buy more. But I want to wait for the market to kind of level out and get these, because like I'm not going to pay. I mean, Kurt Kitayama won last week at Bay Hill, and like his rare is like $1,300. Like, no fucking way am I going to buy that. Jeez.
Kitty cat.
Kitty cat. Like, there's no way that I'm going to buy that. So I'm going to let it kind of mellow out a little bit. You know, I was really shocked that anybody would sell Tiger for under what, like, for what they did.
I guess he's not going to play.
You know, he's not going to play, but he's going to play in the majors, and you're going to still want to do it for the majors.
I still think the card itself could be worth something. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
If that's a trading card, you know, it's probably worth something. That's a rare trading card.
That's what I'm thinking too.
You know, IRL.
Right. So, same thing. So that's why, you know, I paid more than, you know, floor for it or whatever. I got the rare with like a background. But it's Tiger, so I'm at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna do that. So pretty cool.
I just realized I bought the Sam Ryder card thinking it was Davis Riley.
Oh, I have a Davis Riley. I'll sell it to you right now.
For what,
$3? $19.99. I'll sell it to you for what a pack is.
$264. I'll give you $250 for it.
No, I'm not doing that. Sorry, buddy. So, you know, one cool thing about being in Virginia, outside of being in the Carolinas, is that gambling is legal here. So I put a little bit of scratch on the Players Championship. I got four bets. Go through it real quick here. First bet I took Max Homa. I think he was plus 2,100, which I thought was pretty good odds for him. And let's just be honest, I'm not like betting a ton of money. It's like $5 here, $5 there.
But that's pretty good. You still get some money.
What's that?
You still get a decent payout,
right? Yeah, so I took Max at plus 2,100. I took Victor Hovland at plus 2,700. I took Jason Day at plus 2,700. And then my long shot was Harris English at plus 10,000. Now, he finished second last week at Bay Hill, really didn't make any putts, didn't make any bogeys. That would be pretty sweet. $5 bet to make $505. So it's pretty cool to be in like a state that allows you to gamble.
I could live there. Yeah, absolutely. Talk about degenerate.
Yeah. It's not as bad as it.
Love it. Well, you want to switch over to golf?
I thought we just did. I think Rahm wouldn't bet on him just because odds aren't really that great, but I think this is a good week for him, especially after last week. So, you know, I don't love the Players Championship that much. I think the golf course is quite overrated, having played it a few times. But
was it you telling me that the players hate it?
I don't think the players love it. Like, I don't – I think
– No, this is Bill. I think this is Bill telling me this. I mean, he used to coach some of these guys on the
team. Yeah, I don't think they love it.
The players hate it.
I think they just – they tolerate it because of what it is. It's a big purse and
– Yeah, if it wasn't the players, then they would not go there.
Exactly, exactly. If it wasn't the Players' Championship, it would not be like a elevated field event, you know, getting into everything that's happening in the golf world right now. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fine. Like, it fucks with your head playing the golf course. you don't really know exactly where you're hitting it unless you've played it 1,000 times. But even then, like, your visual of the golf course can really distort a lot of things. It's fine. I think 16, 17, 18. 16's a fun hole because you can get there in two, especially in a tournament situation with pros. Like, they're going to make eagle birdie, but they could also make double. That's a good hole. 17, I think, is fun. Great viewing experience. I don't think it's a great golf hole. I would take 16, 17, 18 at Quail Hollow and Charlotte over those three if you're, you know, really being it. I actually got into a Twitter conversation with Stuart Sink about, I don't know, 2013, 2014. And he was, yeah, like we were going back and forth, and he was saying how he was all aboard like the players at TPC Sawgrass, and I said, well, what about the Green Mile at Quail Hollow? And he kind of agreed with me. He didn't bend the knee to me by any means, but he didn't like continue to rebuttal. So It was cool. Like, I mean, it's a fun golf course. 17's awesome. I think if you play golf, you should definitely make that like a bucket list over a lot of other places to go play it. But I don't know. I don't love it.
Wouldn't mind going to watch the tournament. I don't know that I would.
That's what we need to do, man. Like, we need to try to get Quail Hollow. We need to try to get a media pass.
Line it up, man. It's your backyard.
Yeah, you can stay in my basement.
Yeah.
We can go get a media pass. We won't have to talk to anybody. Like, we can just go hang out.
Let's do it, man. We'll give out some Web3 Putts hats.
Oh, yeah, we need to order those.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Sweet. Media pass there. A little late for the players. I mean, that's only like 2 hours for me. But I wouldn't mind going to watch.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if I want to play it. It's like $500 to play it. I don't know if it's worth that.
Yeah, so I played it for free every time I played it working at the golf course at TPC. So it wasn't – I played it three times. Yeah, three times. I wouldn't pay $500.
I think I'd go to stream song or something.
Stream Song's sick too, but you don't have to pay $500 to play Stream Song either.
Right.
Especially if you go in the summertime. It's like $120 to play.
Played it?
Stream Song?
Yeah.
2 out of 3 courses I played. And I walked, carried my own bag. Beautiful. So much fun. Hot as fuck. Though, like, so hot.
We've got a big walking tournament. Starts Sunday.
Nice.
Heading out to Chesapeake Creek. Member guest.
Jealous of that. Jealous of a little Chesapeake.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, but the weather's not looking so hot, man. It's been 85 degrees all week. It's going to be like 50.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's supposed to rain. Sunday too, I think, when we start. But plan Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Hopefully we're going to go out there and go low. Bring home the trophy.
Nice. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. Problem is, I'm going to have to keep my phone with me because my wife's about two weeks away from this mint. So I'm hoping nothing happens and my daughter.
Yeah, but you're not so good about keeping your phone near you for while you're playing golf.
I'm hoping she does not ruin my tournament for me. Bad way to start, kid. Fingers crossed.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, it'll be a good story if it does.
Sorry, guys. I'm going off the course.
Yep.
What else we got? Big news of Tiger today came out.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah. I read a little about the guy. I don't know. Sounds like she wants a lot of money.
No, I don't know if it says she wants money, but she wants to expose him for something, maybe to get a lot of money from somebody that will expose her, allow her to expose him. But he's no idiot. Like, he's no idiot. He's going to make you sign an NDA. Like, you want to date me? You want me? Then you're going to sign an NDA because you're not going to use anything I've ever done, good, bad, or indifferent, against me. You're not going to try to.
Yeah. I guess she was trying to sue him for $30 million because he kicked her out the house or something, dude.
Yeah, I saw that he. That he, like, put her on a fake vacation, and then she got to the jet, and then there was a lawyer there that was like, hey, you're done.
Oh, man. It'd be crazy, man. It'd be crazy. Gonna watch him.
Yeah. I mean, even the people that I know that are, like, anti-Tiger that have read it, that, like, text me personally, they're like, man, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's, like, 4'8". And
yeah,
she's a little tiny.
I always thought it was kind of weird. It wasn't like she was, I don't know, it seemed like she was just a friend or something. It didn't look like somebody he would be dating.
Yeah, I mean, I have a theory.
See,
I think Tiger is going to start banging Paige Spiranek.
Okay. Good for him if he does.
Actually, I'm going to try to get her on our pod.
I've messaged her.
I'm going to message her, too.
But yeah, try it.
I think she
can. She has her own pod. Maybe we should get on hers.
Well, she was just on a pod that I listened to. So we're going to try.
Yeah, we need to get some more guests. We'll line up some more folks. But yeah, you try. I'll try again.
All right, man. That's all I got. That's all I got.
That's all we got. So, folks, go try the Rainmakers. Get your cards.
We get enough people that kind of respond to us. Maybe we can set up our own Rainmakers event, just like Web3 Putts. We can give out hats that are not existent yet. But yeah, let's do it. Subscribe, rate, review.
Follow us at Web3 Putts.
Go buy some shit. Let's go.
Any suggestions? Suggestion box. Shoot us an email. You can come on the show. Shoot us an email. But other than that, we'll see y'all next week. Rusty, let's buy some more NFTs.
Let's do it.
Later.
See you, man.